Vayitern Shaspir and Daf Lamed Ches, picking it up by the Mishnah, about 5-6 lines down. Zok the Heilige, Heilige Mishnah. Mi Shabbat Bederech. So let's say somebody was traveling on the road and Velo Hayo Biyado Lulav Lito didn't have a lulav with him in order to go ahead and do the mitzvah. Because Shikana Zabeso, when he gets home, Yitol Al Shulchano, he goes ahead and he should do it. Al Shulchano, as she says, Im Shachach Velo Notal Kol Demechil, let's say he sat down to start a meal and then he realized, oh my gosh, I didn't do it. Tzarech Lahafsik Sudas Vitulav. You got to stop your meal and take your lulav. Okay. Now, lo notal shachris, if a person didn't do it, let's say shachris in the morning, the yito bin arbaim, you should do it in the afternoon. Shekol hayom kasher lulav, because you could do lulav the entire day. Now, frek the gemar. Amar et notal shulchana, you said that you should stop your meal, essentially. You're in the middle of having a nice Danish, and in the middle of, you have probably bread. You're having bread, you're eating, you're having a shakshuka, you're in Morocco, and you're having shakshuka there with your bread. Amar tot al shulchano, you said that you got to stop. Remember the mafsik? We say you got to stop. We're a mini, but we got a bit of a problem. Throw back to Shabbos in the beginning of Tes. Amun bais. We know there it says the following. Im hischilu ein mafsikin. This is talking about if a person is going to go ahead and before davening, they shouldn't have a meal. Once the davening times arrive, so you shouldn't be drawn into it, then forget the daven or miss it out. So im hischilu, but if you already started, then you don't stop. Rashi says, Gabi tfilas ha-mincha tonight. This is by mincha, Misach Shabbos. A person shouldn't sit down before shouldn't get a haircut and shouldn't go to have all a meal or any sort of din. But if you already started before mincha, and then it continues on, it comes time for mincha, ein mafsikin, you don't have to stop your suda to go and daven. Okay, so mischila ein mafsikin, you have to go, you don't got to stop. Now, frak the gemara, don't understand. Over there, we said, you don't have to stop. Over here, it says, you do have to stop. What's going on? Rav Safra, Rav Safra is going to give an answer. We're going to reject the answer, come up with a new one, reject that one, and come back to Rav Safra. Rav Safra, look, Hashia, ha, the ikashus bayom, and ha, the lekashus bayom. Our mission is talking, the mission shop is talking about, well, you have shus bayom, there's still time left. You can have your meal, and then afterwards, don't worry about it. After you bench, and you go, and you can have your suit. Even though the time for milcha came, you can go ahead, and you can daven afterwards. However, by our case, ha, the lekashus bayom, said you have to stop. That's talking about when there was not enough time in the day, and if you have to stop right now to make sure that you do the lulav during the day. Beautiful. So we had a question, we had an answer. Comes on Rava though, and he knocks it off. Amar Rava, my kushi, I understand. What was your question? We can answer simply. You had a contradiction between our mission and the mission of Shabbos. Simply say, why by us do we say stop and over there we say don't stop? Because by us it's a daraisa to take the lulav, so you can't just continue your meal, stop your meal, do the daraisa. Over there it's just a darabanan, it's a din tefilah, which is a darabanan. Machlokas Rambam and Ramban about that whole shtickle Torah, about his tefilah daraisa, darabanan, but we're talking about even within the Rambam in the case where it's a darabanan, whatever that would mean, take a look. The point is that my kasha, dumah ha daraisa ha darabanan, maybe our case is the case of daraisa, that's why you stop it over the case of darabanan, therefore you keep going. So what exactly, what was your, why would you have to come up with Rav Safra's answer about there's time in the day or not time in the day? Elo amarava ikasha hakasha. But if you want to ask a question, I have a good question for you. There is a question you can ask. Likashi kanes lebeso notlo al shulchanu. We know our mishnah is a kasha of our mishnah on itself. It says when you come in and let's say you start eating when you shouldn't have started, you should have done it. You have to stop. You have to take your lulav. Alma demafsek. We see you stop. The other time, in the after the mission says, "Lo notal shachris yitol ben arbaim." If you didn't take during shachris, then take ben arbaim in the afternoon. Alma lo mafsek. Sounds like I was eating shachris. I was eating my morning meal, and then I didn't take it. Why didn't you take it? Stop your meal and do it. Sounds like you don't have to stop. I'm a lo mafsek. I'm Rav Safran. On that, you can give Rav Safran and say, "Lo kasha." Ha, de'ika shachris bayom. This one, when we said that you have to, that you're allowed to keep going, the shachris tickle, you have time during the day. Ha, de'ika shachris bayom. The other one is talking about when you don't have any time, and therefore, if you don't do it now, then you're going to lose out, so you have to stop. Oh, so that's where we use it. However, Amar Rav Zera comes along and he knocks out Rava. Amar Rav Zera, my kusha, I understand. What was your question? We can answer up our Mishnah's issue on itself, in which case then we don't need Rav Safra to answer that, and therefore we can use Rav Safra to the stira between the Gemara, the Mishnah and Shabbos in here. Amar Rav Zera, my kusha, Dilma mitzvah of suke. V'lo pasuk yitol ben arbaim. Maybe taka, there is a mitzvah that you have to stop. Says Rashi, shama yishkach v'yifsha. Maybe you're going to forget. You're going to come to poshea, negligent. You're not going to do the mitzvah. So the mitzvah to actually stop. However, v'lo pasuk yitol ben arbaim. If you didn't do it, then you can keep going. So shachris, really, you should have stopped also. Shekol yom kasha lelulav. So therefore, you don't have to come and come with an answer where there is time in the day, there isn't time in the day. It's talking about, don't think that it means that you're allowed to ideally do it. It's saying, if you did that, be the eved, so then you're good to go. So what do you need Rav Safra's answer for? Elam Rav Zera liolam kedamin America. It really goes back to what we were saying originally, and that we have a machlokas between the Mishnah here and the Mishnah on Shabbos. And the Mishnah here says that you have to stop. The Mishnah on Shabbos says you don't have to stop if you start the meal. What's the difference? The difference is in Shabbos it was talking about where you had more time, so therefore don't worry about it. And Bayos is talking about where you didn't have time, therefore you have to stop. Ah, the kashala, and what do you mean? We could have just answered hada raisa, hada rabbanon. That our case is a case of da raisa, and that case is a case of da rabbanon. And therefore, don't tell me that it's a time issue that you have much time is left. It's just da rabbanon, da raisa issue. It's a gemara. No, let's level the playing fields, and both of them are really da rabbanon. Hacha be yom tov sheni da rabbanon eskina. We're dealing with yom tov sheni, which is the second day, which is just a din da rabbanon. So now that we're saying it's yom tov sheni, which is just a din da rabbanon. Meaning it's going to be Chol HaMoed, right? It is Chol HaMoed, but we're talking about a case of where now to take the mitzvah. So therefore, day two is only Durabana to take it, and the Din of Shabbos is Durabana to take it also. And there, that's where it comes to say, oh, so it's one dealing with the case. They're both Durabanans. So now the difference between them is that one you have more time, one you have less time. And Dik and Amu, we could even make this, we could learn this off of the Mishnah itself. It implies it. Mitikatani, Misha Baba Derech, Vembiyada Lulav, someone who comes along the way and didn't have a Lulav with him. These are and if he thought it was Yom Tov Rishon, Mishari, would it be even mutter for him to be coming along the road? Knows it sounds like he was traveling for a great distance, and we know it's an issue of Tchum. So clearly, Tchum, you can't, there's Tchum Shabbos and Tchum Yom Tov also, you can't walk beyond the 2,000 Amos. So therefore, it must be we're talking about a case when you could have done that, and therefore it was a day of Durabanan, and now the level the field is level, and that's why we have Safra's answer. Our Mishnah is talking about when you don't have any time, therefore make sure you stop your meal and do it right now. And the Mishnah on Shabbos is talking about when you do have time, therefore you don't have to stop. Zucked the next Mishnah. Misha Yeved Isha O Katan Makarnaso. Let's say a person had an Eved, a slave, an Isha, a woman. A slave means a Eved Kenani, a non-Jewish slave. Isha, which is the same as a woman, or a woman, or a Katan Makarnaso, who's reading out loud for you. Rashi explains that what we're talking about over here says it was the minhag that they used to do when they used to say Hallel. They'd have one person who would go ahead and be reading the Hallel, and they would be leading everybody. And then what would happen is people would be saying the words after them. Oh, we're going to get that in a minute. Sorry. We're going to see about that. But the point is they would say, and everyone would be motzi. It would be motzi them, like Shemaya Koine. And if we're talking about an Eved or an Ishar Katan, since they're not mechuyu b'davar, ain motzi is a mechuyu midei chavaso. This is a very important principle, that if someone is not chayiv in something, and someone else is, the non-chiyuv person can't be motzi the chiyuv person. Right, unless it's a similar chiyuv, as we're going to see, let's say they both have a chiyuv darabanan, then maybe. But if you have a chiyuv daraisa and they have a chiyuv darabanan, then they can't be motzi. For example, if you have a 6-year-old kid, a 12-year-old boy, can he be motzi a 14-year-old boy, birchas hamazon? Let's say they had a major meal, massive meal, and they're totally stuffed to the brim. Chaltavas harachta, that's a mitzvah daraisa, but the kid who's below bar mitzvah, only is a din derabanan of doing it, so he can't be motzi him. So a woman, a slave, and a katan don't have the chiyuv, therefore they can't be hilkach one acharav. In such a case, they can't do it, so you'd have to say it after the person. Kol ma, shu omer, everything that he says. So let's say you had Mishai Evedo, Isha Okatan, Makarnoso, that they're reading it, and then you're reading it along. Like I said, ona acharein, mashein omer, you should say over what they say, he repeats it. V'tova lo me'ira, and also, this person should have a curse come upon them. That's pretty intense. Rashi says two reasons. You know why? Number one is because shelo lama, this person's not a learned person, and therefore he has someone else doing it for him. And let's say this person is a learned person, still a curse should come upon him because of the fact that mevazas kono laso shaluchim keilu, he's mevaza the ribono shaloyim by making these people as his shliach. Why are you pointing them to do it? You should just be doing it yourself. Now, ve'im haya, and if im haya gadol makro, so let's say it's a gadol, regular yiddish in the shomer lebe is over bar mitzvah, and they go and they're reading from the halal. Ona acharav haleluka, you respond afterwards saying the word haleluka. Rashi explains that al kol davar shu omer v'alchi katani lo v'sechas sota. Everything he says, say haleluka. Like the Mara says in Sota, how would they, when Bnei Yisrael said the shira bayam, kagadol makro, halal, that's how he used to do it. V'him onim acharav haleluka. Moshe Rabbeinu came out and he says, ashira la Hashem, v'him amrim, ashira la Hashem. Moshe Omer, Kigo Ga. They said Kigo, and then Vehem Omer, they answered, Ashir El Hashem. That's how it went. Whatever he said, they said, Ashir El Hashem. I sing out to Hashem. Alma, we see from here, on Kol Dover Vedover Kamer, the Onin Hallelujah. We say something over here. When it comes to Hallelujah, we say Hallelujah after everything
that they say. Now, makom shenagu lichpol yichpol, in a place where they have a minhag to go out and be kofel, to double up the pasuk, every single pasuk, sometimes there was a minhag in different places that they used to go out and double up all the pasukim, so you used to double it up. Livshot yishpot, if they said yishpot means just straight without doubling up, then do it like that. Livarich yivarich, if there's a makom where there's a minhag to make a bracha, you make a bracha. Let's talk about the bracha at the end, not the beginning. Make a bracha, you make a bracha. Akol kaminag medina, everything goes according to the minhag of the plies. Now we're going to jump into, again, the concept of the Shomea Ka'ona. Somebody's saying it for you, and a couple more ideas within that. It says, the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Be'emes Amru. Rashi says, what do you mean, Be'emes Amru? Anytime it says such a lashon, the halacha is that, and nobody argues on it. Ben Mevarch Aviv, a son can make a bracha, a birchas amazon for a father. The Evan Mevarch Rabbo, the Isha Mevarch is a baila, an Evan for his master and an Isha for her husband. Now, what's going on over here? Why are you allowed to do such a thing? You're allowed to do such a thing because we're talking about a case of each one of those has to be only if, because we already learned, each one of them are only maybe. Only Chayav Midrabanan. That's a discussion about whether a katan is only Chayav Midrabanan. A Isha. Oh, did I say katan? Yeah, Ben. A Ben Mevarach L'Aviv, we're talking about a kid who's not bar mitzvah yet. So, in such a case, it's only derabanan for him. Evan Mevarach L'Rabbo, that also might be a din of a derabanan. And Isha Mevarach is a baila, that the Gemara in Brachos, throwback of Chaf, says it's a discussion whether it's derabanan deraisa for a woman to go and do it. So, if it's derabanan, how could they be doing it for, how could these people be doing it for the people that are chayav midaraisa? Answer is, we're talking about a case where a person only ate an amount where it's not fel chalta v'savata b'rachlas. Therefore, they only have a din to be benching midrabanan as well. So it's derabanan for derabanan, and that's okay. They can do that for you. So, be'emes, like we said, everybody agrees that ben mevarach le'aviv, evan mevarach le'rabav, isha mevarach le'baila. However, aval amri chachamim, tavu me'ira la'adam, shishto banan mevarach lo. It's a curse should come upon a person who has his wife or his children that are making the bracha for him. As she says, devadei machem v'shelo lamadu, devadei, we're talking about a case where the guy didn't learn it himself, and that's why they have them do it, and that is not a good thing. Learn the benching. Now we're going to jump into a bunch of different halachos about Hallel. Amar Rava comes along, Rava, and he says, "Beep, turn the page." La bechesam beis hilchasa giboris givrasa ika lemishma mimin haga halela. We can learn big halachas. We can learn now from the way the minhag of how we say Hallel. Nowadays, this is Rava speaking up over here. Now, a little bit of a background here. Take a look at the Rashi, then you'll understand this yourself. You can take a look. Basically, when the Nevi'im came along and they set up the way Hallel should be said, they understood that not everyone knew how to do it. So therefore, since not everyone knew how to do it, they set up in a way that one person says Hallel, and then everybody over there, they go and they say back, Hallelujah. After everything that he would say Hallelujah. If someone's able to do it, they knew it. So they just say it along with the guy and they don't have to go and repeat after him. However, like Rava is saying that when it came about to Rava's time, everybody were Bekian. They all knew how to do it. Therefore, everybody said it along, but still they had a minhag in the way of Rava that they did it. They did something in a way that you could remember how it was originally set up. And basically it goes as follows. They would all basically say along with him, except for when it came to the time that of where it says the word Hallelujah. So then the chazan, so to speak, would say Hallelujah, and then the kehila would say Hallelujah after he would say it. And then when it says Hallelujah Avdei Hashem, they would say Hallelujah. When it says Hodol Hashem Kitov Kehilo Chasto, they would respond after him. When it says Ana Hashem Oshiana, again also they would say it after him. Ana Hashem Atzlichana, they would say it after him. And then that's the basics of what's going on over here, and that Rashi spells out. Now we're going to jump into it and see it. Who Omer Hallelujah? He would go ahead, the guy who was Chazan, he would say Hallelujah. Vein Omer Hallelujah, they would say back afterwards the words Hallelujah. Mikan Shemitzas Lamas Hallelujah. From here we see that there was a mitzvah to say Hallelujah right when you start saying Hallel. Shemitzah Lanos, to respond. The first he says it, then everyone else says it. Hu Omer Hallelu Avdei Hashem. He says the Lashon of Hashem, Ein Amrum Hallelujah. Mikan, Shem Haya Gadol Makro. So from here you learn that if you have a Gadol going and saying it, then Ona Achar of Hallelujah. Still nonetheless, what does he do? He has to say, respond after him the word Hallelujah. What do we learn from this? Rashi says, from this we learn the fact that we do this, that we say it all with him. We learn from here that Takana Rishonu, the original one was, Rashi spelling out here, Mishenu Baki, whoever's not an expert, O Baki V'enu Gorma, or he's not finishing it, Elosomechal America is being somechal and reading it, Dayolanos Haleluka, I'll call Davar V'davar, he could say Haleluka on everything. Lufika Chizziko Achshav, therefore, in order to remember that concept, we set up that at least one part of it, Kamidah Gazel, Lisvach V'Halelu Avdei Hashem, Ala Makre, we let the person who's reading it, he goes and he reads it out. Velanos haluka ledas takana rishona velo tishkach, and not to forget shemutah bechol halel lisbach alav velanos haluka mishen baki. So we at least have one point where we don't say anything. The chazan says it, we just say haluka afterwards. Hu omer hodu lashem kitov kiliyo b'chasto. Rashi says v'him shotken v'achar kach on him. They're quiet and only respond after him. From here we learn there, although we say hallelujah to everything to respond, but when it's the beginning of a new chapter, of a new paragraph, then you actually repeat the beginning of that paragraph. So mikan mitzvah lanos rashi prakim, that you say the rashi prakim, the beginning of it with them. So you say, like Tosas points out, but takes yisrael mimitzayim me'am lois. So everyone would respond, then he would continue and everyone would say hallelujah. It's my name. It's also said, Amr of Chanan Barava, mitzvah lanos Rashi Prakim. So it's to do the Rashi Prakim. Mitzvah to respond to the beginning of a new type of paragraph. Hu Omer, now we move on to another halacha, right, that we learn from these. This is going to be halacha number 1, 2, 3. We see this is number 3. Number 4. Hu Omer, Ana Hashem Oshiena, he says Ana Hashem Oshiena, Vein Onin, Ach, and Veim Omerim, Ana Hashem Oshiena, and they respond after it's Ana Hashem Oshiena. What do we learn from this? Mikan, Shemaya Katan Makro. So you have the Katan is doing it, then Onan Achar of Masha Omer, you have to respond after him everything he says. Rashi points out, how do we learn that from here? Because Ve'in bi Rashi Prakim Bazeh. This is not the beginning of a parak, yet we repeat exactly those words. And it's to remember this concept that if you have a situation that someone else is going to be saying it for you, you have to respond to everything afterwards. What's that type of case? That's the case of if a katan is doing it for somebody who is chayiv to do it, so they can't really be yobotzi you, so you have to respond to everything they're saying. Not halalukas, and not just Rashi Prakim, but actually every word you have to respond to afterwards. Hu omer ana Hashem asichana v'hin omer ana Hashem asichana. He says, and then they respond, mikan she'im ba lichbol kofel. We learn from here that if you want to go ahead and double up on something, you can double up. As Rashi points out, we know that Shemaya Kohen, they don't have to respond. That's not Rashi Prakim. So then why are they doing it? They're doing it to show that if you want to double, you can go ahead and you can double. Hu Omer, another halacha, number 6. He says, Baruch Haba, V'hin Omerim B'Shem Hashem. He says, this one we didn't say when we did the intro of Rashi, but now we're seeing the Gemara. Hu Omer Baruch Haba. He says, Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, Baruch Mechami Beis Hashem, Baruch Haba B'Shem Ve'im Hashem. And they respond, they V'hin Omerim On Hashem, oh gosh, where did I go backwards? Baruch Haba V'hin Omerim B'Shem Hashem. And they say, B'Shem Hashem. What do we learn from this? Mikan, L'Shamei Ka'ona, here we learn out the din of Shamei Ka'ona, because they don't say Baruch Haba like he says it. They're just listening to it, right? They say it themselves, they say Hallelujah. But the fact that they don't say anything over here, and they just go on to Shamei and they say B'Shem Hashem, must be that there's a principle of Shamei Ka'ona. You hear from him and you're Yotze. Rashi mentions another very practical halacha that comes up perhaps every day, depending on how long your Shmona Esrei is. Says v'chein l'mespalim b'tzibur v'shlich tzibur omer kaddish. Let's hear the middle of Shmona Esrei and the shlich tzibur gets the kaddish. Oh, you hate Shmei Rabba. Then what do you do? I assume this is going to. Yeah, I thought so. Tzarech lomer kedusha switches here to kedusha, not the kaddish but kedusha. This is Rashi speaking up. Then if you're saying kedusha or you're saying yehi shmei rabba, you should just be quiet. You get up, just don't say anything. Just listen to kavana. V'arein ka'ona. It's like you're answering shmei ka'ona. Because shigmar kedusha when he finishes yachzur tefilas and go back to your tefila. V'chein you said Rav Yehuda Gaon. Allah is good also. Bahag also brings it down. Okie dokie, boy me day, me Rabbi Chia Barabo. Within the world of Shamea Ka'ona, what would happen if someone said something, you're Shamea, but you weren't One? You didn't say any, like Amen, you didn't say Hallelujah, you didn't say any of these things. Shama Velo Ana, let's say you heard, but you didn't respond to anything afterwards. What would be the din? Are you Yotze or are you not Yotze? Amalu, he says to him, Chakimaya v'safraya v'reishi amo v'dershaya amro. Ooh, Rashi explains who these people are. The first one is Chakimaya, is exactly like it sounds, the Kamashmo, the Chachamim. The Sefraya are Melamde Tinokos, those that teach kids. Reishi Amma are the heads of the Am. The Darshaya, those who Darshan Amu, they said, Shama Velo Anna Yotza. If you heard, but you didn't answer, you are Yotze. He said, how do you know this din of Shamei Ka'ona? That listening to someone else say something and paying attention to it, that you, it's like Ka'ona, it's like you actually said it yourself, Tichsev, because the Pasuk says, this is a storyline from Melachim, and the story says that over there, that there was a Torah that was found by Chilkiah, and Chilkiah came along, and what happened? They went ahead and they opened it up, and they found that the pasuk that it opened up to was not something which was so dandy. It was actually a pasuk in Devar Mitocha. It says, "Yolei Hashem oschav es malkecha shetokam alecha el goya shelo yedata atov avosecha." It's talking about how there's going to be, how it's going to lead you, Yolei Hashem oschav, you and your king who you set up over yourselves, and basically we're going to get shocked. And be under a king that you don't even know and have to work over there and serve their gods of Eitz V'Even. And that wasn't, they weren't too thrilled to have seen this going on over there. And the Pasuk says that about this, Tachsev Eitz Kol Divrei HaSefer Asher Kara Melech Yehuda. The Melech was Yoshio. It says that it was all the things that Yoshio had read. In fact, the Gemara of Achi Yoshio Karan was the Yoshio who read it. Valu Shafan Karan, it says the Pasuk that Shafan's one who read it. Tichsev, Vayikra Ehu Shafan Lefnei Hashem. It was Shafan Lefnei HaMelech. That Shafan was the one who read it. So why are you saying that Yoshio that read it? Ela Mikan, it must be, we learn from here. Mikan, Leshomea Ka'ona, someone who hears something and listens to it as if they themselves also said it. In fact, the Gemara who says, Vidilma Basad the Karan, who Shafan Karan Yoshio. Maybe after he read it, after Shafan read it, maybe Yoshio went ahead and he read it as well. Therefore, there's no raya for Shomei Ka'ona. Zemara can't be, because another pasuk it says, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Lo Sakataita, Tichsev, because there's another pasuk there that says, Yan, there was the Nevi'ah Chulda, said the following, that Yan, Rach Levavcha, Vatikana Mipnei Hashem, B'Shma'acha, because of the fact that your heart was soft, Vatikana Mipnei Hashem, and you lowered yourself and humbled yourself in front of Hashem, so therefore, it's not going to come to fruition for you. You're going to be, you're off the hook because of your response. And what does the pasuk say there? Bishamacha, because you listened. Velo bekarcha, not because you actually read it. So if the Yeshua himself didn't actually read it. And we learn from here the concept of Shomea Ka'ona, because it says that he read it, even though he himself didn't read it, he just listened. Okay, we're going to finish off with two different halachas that we said Rav are going to say. Rav Safa is going to argue on those halachas. And let's take a look at them. Amarava, Lolima Inish Baruch Haba, the Hadar B'Shem Hashem. You know, the Pasuk says, Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, Baruch Lechem B'Shem Hashem. You shouldn't make a pause in between. Don't take a breath in between. A Baruch Haba, pause, B'Shem Hashem, because then it sounds like you're just saying B'Shem Hashem by itself. So it says, don't do that. Ella Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, Ba'adadi, you should put them all together in one nice package. Beep, turn the page. Skipping these parentheses over here, but we're going to use the Rashi's though, nonetheless. Lamed Testament Alf Amarava Lo Lema Inesh Yeheshme Rabba V'Hadar Mevarech. You shouldn't say Yeheshme Rabba when you're saying Yeheshme Mevarech Lema V'Shem Mevarech. You shouldn't say Yeheshme Rabba and then say Mevarech, because Ella, you should say Yeheshme Rabba Mevarech, because then Ba'adadi together. Because again, it looks like you're saying Yeheshme Rabba. You're saying Hashem's name, that His name is the great name of Hashem. Pause. Mevarach should be blessed. Say it all together. Amler Rav Safra. Rav Safra responds and says, Moshe, Shapir Kamart. Rashi says, Moshe is Gadol Ador. He's speaking in very positive terms over here. Mr. Shas brings down the Zagamar and Shabbos, Kufal from a base. Appears Rashi says, Klomer Abinu Bedoro, Kamosha Bedoro. Well, this is a very positive thing. But Yakar the Moshe, Komishtaba, Talmud Chacham, it's a very positive phrase that he's using. But he's asking him, he's saying, really? Do you really say that this is true? Is this good what you're saying? No. Ella hasam vehacha asuke milsu velesamba. Both of those cases that you brought down, Baruch Haba, B'Shem Hashem, and Yesh Me'raba, Mivarach, both of them, it's one phrase. It's just a continuation. It's the end of that point. And therefore, there's no problem of doing Baruch Haba, and then pause B'Shem Hashem. We're saying Yesh Me'raba, Mivarach. Obviously, you shouldn't, maybe it's not obvious, but you shouldn't use a huge pause, but a little bit of a pause is not going to be an issue. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.